Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell, and I'm joined in the studio today by Lieber Andras and Brian Morris. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
So, Lieber Andras, you wear many hats as a professional musician here in Northern Michigan. Tell us about some of the professional roles that you play.
Well, first and foremost, I'm here to promote a concert that's part of the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra Chamber Music Series. So I'm very happy and very lucky to be the music director of the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra. That's one of my roles. I'm also proud to be a faculty member on Grand Rapids Community College. And in between, I am also lucky to be continuing performing as a violist and violinist with my colleagues around here in Michigan and out of state as well. And also director of the Kent Philharmonic Orchestra and guest conductor for the Slovak State Opera Orchestra.
That's a lot of jobs.
Quite a few to manage.
So as the music director of Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra, tell us what all is involved in that role. Do you choose all the music? Do you conduct all the concerts?
That's correct. I do choose the music. We do work with the programming committee to make sure the music that we choose is really the best choice for the orchestra itself, for our audiences, and for the growth of the organization. I do conduct all the rehearsals and all the performances. On occasion, I get time off when we have a guest conductor, and that happens as an outcome of our fundraising event, Crescendo. But for most part, I work with the orchestra in both rehearsals and performances.
And the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra also presents these Sunday series concerts of chamber music. And this Sunday's concert features you in concert.
Yes.
Playing a viola recital.
That's wonderful. Traditionally, we have chamber music concerts during the months where we don't have full orchestra performances. So I have performed last two seasons as a recitalist and soloist. And I had a great fortune working with some of my colleagues from the orchestra, as it is the case now with Dr. Pattingale on harpsichord. And then great pleasure bringing my colleagues, as it is the case with Brian Morris, who we have performed together in several concerts prior to this event. And another really joy for me is to bring in my own son to play continuo on cello in one of the Albinoni sonatas. So it's great to work with younger audiences and younger performers at the same time.
How exciting. Well, we are delighted to have you in IPR's Studio A. You have brought your colleague, guitarist Brian Morris, along. And you're going to give us a preview of some of the music that will be played on the recital this Sunday. What are we going to hear first?
Well, we're going to hear a first movement of Schubert's Arpeggione Sonata. This is an arrangement for viola and guitar, so quite unusual. It wasn't written for viola, and most of the time it's accompanied by piano. But this, I think, this arrangement really renders the music really well. The blend, the sonorities, the color of the instruments, and the accompaniment is really suitable to be performed on guitar.
Excellent. Well, let's hear it. This is the first movement of Franz Schubert's Arpeggione Sonata, an arrangement for viola and guitar performed by Lieber Andras and Brian Morris.
Thank you.
The first movement of Franz Schubert's Arpeggione Sonata, performed by guitarist Brian Morris and violist Lieber Andras here in IPR's Studio A. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So you are, Lieber Andras, you are the music director of multiple ensembles and you maintain a solo playing career. You teach. How do you strike a balance between all of those roles?
Well, I think the main and most important link here is music making and passion for music. And so it just go from there. I make sure that I organize my calendar very neatly and very tightly where I can do justice and provide the service that's necessary for each of these roles. And I grow as a musician from each of those experiences and am fortunate to then share what I learn and these experiences with whoever I work with, whether it's my professional musicians, whether it is community orchestra or student ensemble or my students in a classroom. So it's very closely intertwined and it's very gratifying and satisfying.
So you teach quite a bit. What are some of your favorite parts about teaching?
Well, it's the contact and communication with the students and seeing where they are and how they perceive the world around them and inspiring them or infusing them with thoughts and ideas that they might pursue for themselves and see what it all leads to, slowly guiding them to reach whatever their potential is.
Well, you and Brian Morris have brought one other piece to play for us today in anticipation of your recital this Sunday. Let's talk a little bit about this piece. It's a csárdás. And what is a csárdás?
Csárdás is a typical Hungarian dance that used to bring in this feverish finale to whatever the dance party was. Very often they pair it with a slow introduction and then through kind of a accelerated process, they get to the fastest and the most flashy part of the dance. And it was a favorite of where I come from. I'm originally from what used to be Czechoslovakia, so I grew up with csárdás and was probably one of the things that really inspired me to be a musician.
Great. And these dances, these csárdás dances are a favorite. You'll hear them in music of Liszt, of Tchaikovsky, of Bartok.
That's right. And there is that famous Monty csárdás too that is being performed by many different instruments, or on many different instruments.
So which one are you going to play for us
today?
Well,
we're doing Hayrekati, which is the Shardash scene written by Yeno Hubai. And it's probably one of his most famous compositions. It was originally composed for violin, since he was a violin virtuoso. But this is a transcription for viola and guitar.
Excellent. We'll hear a performance by guitarist Brian Morris and violist Lieber Andras here in IPR's Studio A.
Thank you.
guitarist Brian Morris and violist Lieber Andras playing a Chardash by Yeno Ubay here in IPR's Studio A. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you so very much for having us.
Lieber Andras is giving a recital as part of the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra Sunday series this Sunday, March 26th. That's at 4 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Harbor Springs. For more information or to purchase tickets, go to glco.org. This edition of Live from Studio A was engineered by Brock Moorman. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.